This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
That's stick-to-itiveness was imprinted in my brain in elementary school, the early years of my formal education. And that is something that you see with those of us at Genesis Communications Network and USA Prepares. And Jason was working feverishly to restore the connection. We had a massive storm here. I was too. Nobody gave up. Nobody walked away. Nobody said, that's it, can't take it, this is too stressful. I mean, I'm talking about what maybe a young person might think as stress. We just worked on it as a challenge. It was something that we were going to fix, and we fixed it. And we still had storms. So, Bert, you may get to broadcast solo if I get disconnected again. But this time, we're doing something differently. We are connected two ways. We're connected via the telephone, simultaneously with the Internet. So Jason and I will be able to switch back and forth should we get disconnected. So the better quality signal is the one you hear right now, which is the digital connection. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Yeah, glad to be here, Vince. And Vince, three ways, because you forgot our backup for the backup is the Campbell soup cans and the long twine rope stretched across the Rockies.
Yeah.
And that's come through more than once
for us.
You're right.
Vince, so, Bert, what do you have on?
Vince, we got a bunch of things to discuss, and obviously we're getting down to the wire here because next week I don't know if you've announced what we're going to do on the last day, but so really for us this is the last day. But, Vince, I got a number of things all over the map, but we've had some requests to recount in a little more detail the story of you and I when we went into part of your state, Vince, not too far from you, called Marley Woods. So I was going to recount a little of that story that kind of leads into, things that are still going on over in that neck of the woods. And there's some interesting twists to the story because Vince, you were not totally unaware when I surprised you about everything that was going on there.
Yeah, class, what Bert is mentioning is an area that is not on the map. And in UFO enthusiasts' world, it's referred to as Marley Woods. And one of our dear friends who's no longer with us, he's passed away, referred to this particular area as Marley Woods. And Bert mentioned this to me on a telephone call years ago. And I said, Bert, I know that area. I've been there. Mrs. Finelli and our family and I almost bought a farm there. It was it's like probably right at Marley Woods. I'm not talking about right there. And it was 215 acres, and it was a magnificent farm, no question about it. It was manicured. However, there was some weird thing about it that we just couldn't figure out. And we talked to some of the locals, about that area, and it was like talking to someone about no man's land. And the people, over there, that spot, nobody said, oh, it's awesome. It was just kind of a unsaid negativity about it or concern about it. And that's the area known to ufologists as Marley Woods. So this farm was truly magnificent, but we didn't buy that one. We bought one about 3 hours away from there in Wright County, and we bought a 241-acre farm, not because it was bigger. The other farm was absolutely magnificent to look at. It was like going to a Kentucky horse farm. It's truly magnificent, but there was something odd about it, and we just could not put our finger on it at that time until later on when Bert and I went stomping around the grounds there. Bert, back to you.
Yeah, so Vince, let's back up a whole bunch of years. And as class knows, I've co-founded several companies in Silicon Valley. And Silicon Valley, by the way, is going as strong as ever. You know, the big thing now, of course, is artificial intelligence and everything going on there. But Vince, back up to many years ago, I was at a company I had co-founded. And I was the CEO, and we had venture capital, as most people do. You can do seed capital and angel and different ways to start a company. But in this particular company, we started with several small VCs and private investors. And to make a long story a little shorter, one of those investors who was running a venture capital fund was a gentleman who's now my friend, Jacques Vallée. And the funny thing is, at first, I didn't put the name together because I've been a UFO enthusiast since childhood, Vince. But I, you know, you wouldn't normally think that this is the same guy that wrote all these books. So he ended up, his firm was one of the lead investors in our company. We were producing wireless equipment. It's the actual company, Vince, that I was working in when we tell the story of how I was on the mountaintop. And at lunchtime, we'd see all the interference go up because everyone was turning on their microwave. Well, it was that company, Vince, but this is a different angle to what I was doing there. And so anyway, I talked to Jacques about it, and he actually joined our board of directors, and at one point we made him chairman of the board because he was so interested in what we were doing and so knowledgeable in technology. And he became our chairman for a couple of years, but he didn't want to talk about his it was his alternate occupation, which was a UFOologist. And for class, Jacques Vallée was actually the French scientist who was featured in Close Encounters of the Third Kind. His part was played by Francis Truffaut, I think his name was Claude, the French government scientist who was in the movie. That was actually based on Jacques in real life. But anyway, after I sold the company, Jacques and I had some further discussions on UFOs. And, you know, I let him know I'm extremely interested in and be interested in working with him in whatever I could do. And so one day, just out of the middle of nowhere, I get a call at home, and Jacques says, Jim, what are you doing? Well, that's my other name. What are you doing for lunch on Saturday? I go, well, nothing, Jacques. He goes, well, listen, why don't you come to the Stanford Court Hotel, the major hotel and restaurant in Silicon Valley, and I want you to meet some friends of mine. So I go, sure, great. So anyhow, I show up at for lunch, and Jacques introduces me to these other gentlemen, scientists of different fields, and we start talking about UFOs. And the interesting thing is these guys are way beyond just, wow, was it real? Did it happen? They're at a whole other level. These guys are talking more about what was going on at some particular site or what were the different anomalies that were associated with the UFOs, because other things happen when they show up. And it was just kind of on a different level, which I found refreshing. Not just, wow, is this real or not? You know, nothing like that. And these were all extremely knowledgeable people from all different fields. One of them was actually the light director for Close Encounters. He was the guy in charge of all of the lighting for the movie, and he was actually building rovers that could quickly be deployed to any UFO site. So another one was a scientist who worked partly for the government. Interesting group of, so, you know, we're talking and we're eating, and finally I go, I just have one question. You know, why am I here? Well, you know, this is great, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure you didn't invite me just because I'm interested in the subject. And they go, no, actually, we had a reason to invite you because we need someone with your skills in radio frequency because we think it's an important part of the phenomena. And if you'd like, we would like you to join our team of scientists. And I go, wow, I mean, yeah, okay, fine. You know, sign me up, Vince. I was like a kid in a ice cream shop. So anyway, they go on then to say there's this area of the country where phenomena has been happening for like 50 years. Over and over again, repeatable. And this isn't your typical story of, you know, UFO lands and someone comes out and walk. You know, it was something beyond that, Vince. And these were like light orbs. In fact, the best way I can describe it is the opening scene in Close Encounters of the Third Kind shows a lot of light balls that are following cars around on the road. That's exactly what most of the phenomena in this, I don't want to call it town, this area, is just these plasma balls, maybe the size of a basketball, flying around, stopping, doing things. We don't know what, but they've been there for 50 years. And, in fact, one of the farmers who had an adjoining ranch built a cottage overlooking one of the fields where this happens. And he had been, allowing scientists to come there and stay at the cottage. So they said, if you want to help us research this, you don't even need a place to stay. There's a cottage built just for the scientists to stay for overnight for a few days and continue with their research. And, you know, I go, wow, this is fantastic. So the next day, Vince, they call me with the coordinates and where it is and everything. And then I realize, oh, my God, my good friend, you might know him, Vince, because it's you, has just moved in a ranch, I think, in the same area. And they go, well, that's great, but we have a place for you to... I go, no, I'm pretty sure if I can stay at Vince's place. So they go, okay, that's okay. You know, is he cool? Can he, you know, can he drive you over? And so I go, yeah, absolutely. So... Vince, I think I immediately picked up the phone and called you, and we were still trying to figure out where this was because, as you said, there is no Marley Woods. And I think it's okay that we can say it now, but the people there just don't want the publicity. So you can't find it on a map. They just don't want the government in there. They don't want to make a mockery of it. You know, that's happened to some other areas where there's continuing phenomena, and it just gets overridden with TV producers and also government agents and everything else, and they didn't want that then. So anyway, we'll continue with what happened when we get back from the break then. But it turned out it was only I would say an hour or two from the Finelli Ranch.
About 3 hours. And class, we talk about don't believe a word we say. You can believe this. We'll be right back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. xtendovite.com. That's xtendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Seth Burke's telling us a story about how he flew halfway across the country, came over to the farm, and we started our adventure to Marley Woods. Not on the map. Please continue. Class, this is true. And we tell you, don't believe a word we say because we want you to do your own research. This is absolutely positively true. Everything Bert's saying. And I'm saying. Back to you, Bert.
Yeah, so Vince, I came out for a week, and we planned our trip, and we had people that Jacques had set up for. Jacques himself was not on that visit with us, but his good friend Ted Phillips met up with us and some other people. And thing I want to mention, Vince, is these aren't like, you know, people who are just, into funny beliefs or what. I mean, to give you an idea, the guy whose farm built the cottage, his day job was head of security for a major bank in the state. His job was making sure internet scams don't get through and everybody's money is safe. And, you know, that was his job. So that's how responsible this guy was. Yet he was, I don't want to call him a scientist because he was a senior vice president at the bank. But that's the kind of people we were meeting with. And of course, we met with the farmers, Vince, so we would go out there and meet with some of the people who lived on the adjoining farms. And the interesting thing is the actual area, as you mentioned, you were almost bought a farm there. The actual center, locus of the location, is, I'm not sure who owns the land, but it's vacant, and animals don't even want to go there. Which was kind of weird. I mean, we'd hear these stories that it's that even the deer don't want to hang out in this area. So we know something's going on. And right away, I'd call you a skeptic at least then. And right away, you were asking questions like, why? Why here? And I'm not sure, Vince, if we got total answers, but we got, I think one good explanation was there were some mines in the area, and there were a lot of different types of minerals and metals that were in the area. Now, was that something to do with the magnetic field, or was that actually literally metals that somebody wanted or were using somehow? It's not clear. I mean, we didn't see mining operations going on, but there were many reports of these orbs going into the mine openings, disappearing inside of the mines, and then coming out. Strange, right, Vince? But we interviewed many people. I think we learned a lot, Vince. And I don't know if you want to tell the story about how we met with one farmer, and he told us the story of something that happened on his ranch, and then you immediately said the same thing happened close to home. I don't know if you want to tell that part. But.
Let's do that another time because it's kind of morbid.
But, okay.
All right, but let's talk about these orbs for just a second, class. These, as they were described to us, now Bert and I spent enough time there, and we thought we'd see one or two or several of them. It's like they're a family. And if you were to imagine, you take a flashlight, you know, an LED flashlight out at night, and you can focus the beam from a wide angle to a focused beam. And you can see that the flashlight travels pretty far out. Now, if you move the flashlight in your hand, you wave it around, you can see how the beam can travel really fast at the far end that you can see the light beam. Okay? So you can move it to the left and flick your wrist and move it to the right. And it's kind of something an airplane couldn't do. Something a helicopter couldn't do. Something a drone of today couldn't do. I'm talking about rapid vertical ascent, descent, horizontal, left, right movements. If you had a ball the size of a basketball at the end of the light beam and that glowed and you just flicked your wrist up, down, left, right, that's the kind of movement that was described to us as these orbs making. And not only would they go up, down, left, and right, they would go forward and backward. And they would fly up to one of the locals, come from a distance, fly up, and stop short, like come to a screeching
right.
immediate halt.
Yeah, so it wasn't random.
Right. And fly away, and it was like they were in pairs, they were solo. It's like, what were they doing? We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The University of California is canceling its main commencement ceremony. This comes after on-campus protests have taken place following the school informing the valedictorian she would not be giving her speech. The student had been opposed by pro-Israel groups, and the school cited unspecified security concerns when canceling her speech. a diverse group of nearly 300 music artists, is asking Congress for ticketing reforms. A letter to U.S. Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee Chair Maria Cantwell and Ranking Member Ted Cruz says the current ticketing system is broken and predatory resellers are siphoning money away from fans and performers. The letter asks the senators to support the Fans First Act, which would ban fake tickets and deceptive marketing tactics. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash. Keep it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Now, class, you may be asking yourself, how come Bert and Vin didn't talk about this in the past? Well, we're advised that y'all do that and people are going to think you're nuts. Well, they probably already do, so. Bert and I talked about this for many, many years, and, you know, whether we were going to broadcast. And we decided that we're going to do it. And this is absolutely true. This is firsthand experience. We were there. Now, we did not see the orbs, but what we did do was we interviewed a lot of people. We went into town. We asked the local farmers. We observed for ourselves no man's land. And we talked about what it is.
And there is, since there is no real town, like if like you know,
yeah.
A town.
Well,
square,
the surrounding. Well,
there's just, you know, little stores, but really it's 99% nothing.
Right, and there's a town nearby, you know, that has a couple gas stations and a bank, and a couple banks, and a supermarket and a place where you can buy food. And we even ventured there and talked to some people, people who were respected. I'm talking about, you know, vice presidents of an organization, for example, and they all said the same thing. Yeah, that happens over there, which is really close, right? Bert, did you find anybody, because I did not, that said, no, that's nonsense. Those guys are making it up.
No.
Everybody I talked to said it was
real. Feeling like, can you guys, you know, I mean, on one hand, they're reluctant to let outsiders in because that's just that part of the country and it's like that in a lot of places. On the other hand, they're hoping to find answers. Not that anybody was really hurt, so I'd like to point that out. There's no cases of, you know, anyone being hurt other than traumatized. But they said, can you help us figure out what's going on? And, you know, I helped a little with the electronics, and, you know, there's some RF monitoring we put in place and things like that. I've lost touch with what's going on at that cottage, Vince, that we got to visit where scientists are. You know, a lot of the researchers did spend time there. There's some guest rooms and actually a kitchen, and there's all kinds of memorabilia on the walls. And there's a deck where you overlook one of the fields where this all occurs, because this farmer was one of the adjoining farms. And this is the farmer who was the vice president at the major bank. Yet this was happening, you know, he also owned a ranch, and this was happening on his ranch. So
when you talk about a deck, Bert, this is not like, you know, a deck in your backyard. This is like an observation deck. This is, you climb some stairs to a raised platform, you know, with railings around it, and you sit in some chairs on this raised platform observation deck, and you look in a specific direction. And the direction was toward where these orbs fly. So, I mean, they could have built this deck to face any direction, but it was primarily focused in one specific direction where these orbs would show up. And literally, class, Bert and I were told that these orbs would come from a distance. All of a sudden, they fly up really fast, come right in front of you, come to a screeching halt, observe you for a while, you know, a few seconds, and then take off. Sometimes they would, if there were two people, they would fly between two people, just like buzz them. And I guess from that perspective, being unknown, what is this thing coming straight at us? What is it? That's a little unnerving. But no one said, that no one had any contradictory information. Everybody said the same thing. It's like they're all reading from the same book.
Yeah.
And these are people of all walks of life. So, and I got to tell you, farmers in Missouri, they call Missouri the Show Me State. It's because I'll believe you when I see it.
Yeah, and there's also a few cases of reported mischief where, you know, family be watching TV, hear some commotion, and they'd go out and found their truck had been moved, or, you know, their truck was just moved onto a field or something, or a fence post was pulled out and put back up sideways or something like that. Almost like they had a sense of humor or something, although I'm sure the farmers didn't think that way when they had to repair those things.
So, Bert, what we learned was we had more questions in after we went there than we had before.
Well, that's pretty much it. I know Lou wants to go back, one of our other instructors who's a ham radio operator and an RF person like myself, and he wants to go with some more radio equipment to see what we can monitor and detect, which would be interesting. But, you know, we still, I think, as you said, the more we delved into it, we'd have more questions than we started with.
Bert, were there any striking moments that you experienced there that are noteworthy? I mean, really striking?
No, I think if I had slept over, it would have been interesting what might have happened late at night or maybe through, you know, who knows. But, no, I mean, I treated it pretty much as a, you know, straight-up engineering project and try to delve into what's going on and see if we can find better ways to get information. And it seems like they didn't want to, you know, they were aware of us, but, and I don't say us, I say the people there. They were aware of everybody, but they had a mission of their own, and they sort of were doing whatever they were doing independent of the people that lived around there. That's the best way I could put it.
Yeah. Do you remember when Ted Phillips and I were talking? He became kind of disturbed with me because Ted Phillips was a pretty well-known ufologist. And, you know, I was saying, so what's it about this area? Is it that there's a lot of iron ore in here? Is it that there's lead? Is there radioactivity that we don't know about? Is this the beacon? What makes this spot, no man's land, this farmer's field, what makes it attractive? What makes this like the headquarters for these orbs, these balls of light? Why are they here? And he was kind of annoyed with me. I guess he thought I was maybe poking fun at him, but I wasn't.
Or,
I was absolutely...
Right. I don't think you were saying it's not true. You were just trying to go to the next level of okay, you know, why are they doing this? You know, they're obviously up to something. Where are they? Are they mining? Are they taking energy? Are they, you know, what the heck are they doing? And it's been going on for years. So it's not like they, you know, had something they had to get and they got it and left. They've been, as far as I know, this is continuing to this day.
Yeah, I'd like to pursue this, Bert. So going forward with USA Prepares, maybe we'll have a little bit more time to talk about these kinds of things. And frankly, we're not interested in being the biggest broadcast in the country, but we are interested in being the best. And that's what Lee Iacocca said. He said when he took over the reins of Chrysler and pulled it out of bankruptcy, he said, we don't want to be the biggest, just the best. And so, class, I have a new clock for USA Prepares. And one of the things that some of you have asked for is fewer commercials. You're going to get it. You're going to get fewer commercials. So the plan is right now, what I'm working on is a clock that has one break at the top of the hour and one break at the bottom of the hour, and that's it, period. So, you know, if you listen to the news at the top of the hour we start, then there's just one break at the bottom. That's it. So, more talk time, more class time going forward. And Jeff Rentz suggested it. Todd Waite is all for it at Global Star. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have more talk time, fewer commercials. Because, actually, USA Prepares doesn't have any commercials. I mean, the network does, but we don't. So I might talk about the campground or something like that. You know, just mention what's happening with that. But more something that's happening with USA Prepares. Other than that, we don't plan to take up much time with commercials. Bert, this is a really, really serious adventure we went on. And we want to go back. And as you mentioned, Lou Cassidy, class, is the USA Prepares instructor who physically built Dr. Shealy's PEMF technology and the scalar technology. He's an absolutely brilliant digital engineer and analog engineer. And he and Bert really like each other. I know that they communicate a lot, you know, in the back channel. You know. And Lou Cassidy is looking forward to our next adventure. I am. And Bert, you mentioned Jim when Jacques Vallée called you Jim. Would you mind if I share with you why you have the name Bert? Is that okay with you or not?
Vince, I really wanted to, if we had time, get into an update on the Tesla recall for the Cybertruck accelerator pedal that's sticking.
Okay, go ahead.
Vince, it's still sticking.
Yeah.
It's, we've mentioned in previous class that all 4,000 Cybertrucks have been recalled because of the pedal. And basically, Vince, it's, well, sounds like it's because they use some soap to lubricate things in the factory, and it's causing problems now on the on the accelerator pedal, Vince, and so every Tesla Cybertruck is recalled because of this. You think they would have tested it? I guess they rushed it out the factory floor. So not good, Vince.
I see. You want to talk about the soap? Well, class, soap is when we think of soap, we think of like Ivory soap, you know, which is fats, and it's slippery, and it is something that reduces the surface tension, so that when you're washing your hands, the surface tension is reduced, so that the grime that you're trying to get off slips away. I mean, that's what soap is for. And then there's lye added as well. So that's like water running through wood ashes would be a way of creating the lye. And that's how they used to make soap. Animal fats plus water running through wood ashes. Well, one of the ingredients of lubricant, like grease cartridges, is a soap-based lubricant. Now, that's okay. It works great. But you don't want to add things like a corrosive property of a chemical like lye that might cause corrosion in whatever you're trying to lubricate. So it depends on what you mean by soap. If you mean soap-based lubricant, that's fine. If you're talking about going to the washroom and getting soap.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last one, we're talking about is the Tesla Cybertruck that has an accelerator problem, and it has been reported that it's related to soap being used in the accelerator at the factory, soap being used somehow in the mechanism. And they're blaming that for the cause that the accelerator has a problem. And if you think about it, what's the accelerator do? Well, it controls the forward speed, the reverse speed of the vehicle, whether it be an internal combustion engine or electric vehicle or hybrid. So you really want that accelerator to work properly. And with an electric vehicle, it is it's fly-by-wire. And that's a big problem. So we don't know the answer to exactly what caused the, you know, why they're blaming soap, whether it be the corrosive nature of an additive to the soap-based lubricant, or whether it was actually soap from a dispenser in the boys' room or the girls' room or the men's room, or whether it was gotten from the factory floor, the soap that's used to wash the factory floor. We don't know.
Yeah. And Vince, I'm looking at some actual Tesla notifications, and they're saying it was an unapproved change to use the soap. But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if you're working on the production line, what's approved and what's unapproved? And Tesla also says, and this gets into something you talked about a week ago in class, they said, well, you don't need to overly worry because if the accelerator pedal does become trapped, your brakes are still able to function. They actually say that. So, obviously that's good if the brakes are more powerful than the accelerator, but I don't think that's an ideal workaround.
No, it's not. No, it's if your accelerator gets stuck, don't worry about it. Just slam on the brake. No, that's unacceptable. And this thing is somewhere between 100,000, and I've seen them resell for as much as $200,000 for a Cybertruck. Bert, we are working next couple of days on a Ford F-150, and the accelerator got stuck. Wide open throttle. And we've done some preliminary research, and here's what we know. That this truck had a problem with the throttle body. So it's another fly-by-wire where the throttle is really like a potentiometer that talks to a computer. The computer talks to the throttle body and has a stepper motor or a a motor that opens the butterfly or closes the butterfly incrementally.
Yeah.
To allow the engine to, you know, to regulate the speed of the engine.
And there's a lot of software behind. There's software, or we should call it firmware, because it's embedded in the module. That software is also an integral part of these problems, because there's many times glitches in that software. Just certain things, if they happen, there's a glitch, and that software can't override these glitches that occur. That's the best way I can explain it. But you have to list the software as part of the problem, because they're looking at all these inputs, trying to make a decision on what to do with the throttle. And anything, I mean, this code is just operating in real time. And if there's a glitch in there because of some little timing offset in the software, then that can cause these problems. And that's really hard to find. This has happened previously to Toyota and Lexus. It's happened to way back to a bunch of I believe it was the mid-sized Audis had this problem.
Yeah, it was the Audi 5000.
Okay, and it's really hard to find, because you can't always recreate exactly what causes it. It just, you know, the only way to recreate it is to, you know, drive enough miles in all kinds of conditions, and then it occurs. And I mean, obviously, if you enough rigorous testing, should be able to find these cases, but some of them get through. And this may be, Vince, I'm not there, this may be what is occurring to this gentleman's Ford pickup.
Well, we're narrowing it down, and here's what we know, that there was a problem with this relatively late model Ford F-150, and the throttle body was replaced with a lifetime guarantee aftermarket part. And we believe that the lifetime aftermarket part failed, or is failing. So we contacted the reseller, the big box store that resells these, and we're getting a free replacement for this customer. So we're going to replace the part that controls the engine. Well, there's several parts. There's the accelerator pedal, there's the computer, there's the harnesses, the wiring harnesses, and there's this throttle body. So it could be anywhere. And but we're going to replace the part that we think has failed. But, you know, he's going to have to drive it really carefully until he determines whether this is actually a fix or not.
Yeah. You might also check with Ford if there's a software upgrade.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Bert, I want to thank you for these capacitors. And I mentioned these are little chip capacitors. These are tiny, 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 tiny capacitors. And I want to play a video, in the future for this class, about a mechanic who spent time trying to determine why the truck would stop, late model truck, after 30 minutes or 33 minutes. And he diagnosed it to a 33 microfarad little chip capacitor. One, Bert, how much do these capacitors cost? 33 microfarad?
10, 20 cents. Since there were a bunch of them that were built incorrectly in China about 10 years ago. That was a big problem.
Very good, Bert. We'll see you next Friday. Thank you so much.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.